Tales is Saturday, May 7th, www.texasandtales.org. Then there's the first ever fundraiser for Missing Pet Partnership will be Saturday, May 14th. I'm so fond of the work that Missing Pet Partnership does, and this fundraiser sounds like it's going to be so great. We're going to do a special feature interview next week, but it's their first annual Wine Sleuth, and that's WHINESLEUTH, Wine Sleuth. Saturday, May 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at the Castle Bridge Winery in Kent. And it's going to be a mystery game, wine tasting, hors d'oeuvres, silent auction, and prizes. But I think there's going to be some sort of detective game or something. I think it's going to be cool. But anyway, we're going to have join me for a little while next week to tell us all about that. And I think that pretty much covers the important stuff, the current events items. Beverly, hold on. We're going to turn this hour around. We're going to do a quick Easter tip, and then we'll be back for the last hour of Vet Sunday, and we've got until 11:45. So if you have medical care questions for Dr. Bill, get on the phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Beverly will be up first. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with March into April's Animal World Tip of the Month. Besides April showers, what comes to mind most prominently in April is Easter. And then the kid part of me starts thinking about Easter bunnies. Now, not to mention chicks and ducklings. Now, I don't mean the candy versions. I'm talking about the real thing. Every Easter, many families get caught up in the energy and bring home real live baby bunnies, chicks, or ducklings. Now, even though all of those little creatures can make wonderful human companions, most of us don't have a clue as to how to make that happen. Consistently, many bunnies, chicks, and ducklings end up either dead or dumped. Remember the tragic dump rabbit overpopulation problem a few years ago in Redmond? Or they end up in animal rescue shelters. I'd like you to help us prevent that from happening again this year by not being part of the problem. Please fight the urge to delight your children with baby animals this Easter. Maybe it's the kid part of you that's always wanted one. But please, please, please do your homework before you go out and buy a baby bunny. And be prepared to raise a house rabbit. That's right, I said a house rabbit. In my opinion, rabbits don't belong in cages outside 24/7. But they can make excellent in-house companions. They house train to a litter box just like a cat. And sometimes are better pet for some people than a dog or a cat. But you need to know what you're doing to have it work. There are some great resources around here if you want to learn more. The House Rabbit Society, Evergreen Rabbit Rescue, the best little rabbit, rodent, and ferret house in the Lake City area of Seattle, the Humane Society in Bellevue, and the Seattle Animal Shelter on Elliott Avenue in Seattle. You might even want to consider adopting a rescued model, but keep in mind most rescues and shelters will not adopt out rabbits close to the Easter holiday for obvious reasons. So if you want to get a live Easter bunny, do some homework first. Learn how to create a great in-house environment for your rabbit friend, and please do your best to make a lifetime commitment. And with a rabbit, that's about 10 years. Surprisingly, chickens and ducks can also, under select circumstances, make good human companions, but not in the city, and they're not great in-house only pets. If you're considering ducks or chickens, remember they need very secure housing, and they tend to attract coyote and cougar to your area. So all things considered, unless you're an exception to the norm, bring home the stuffed and candy versions of the Easter bunnies, chicks, and ducklings, and we'll all have a better Easter this year. You'll hear this tip repeated throughout the month until Easter, and be sure to stay tuned to Animal World, because if you didn't get convinced with this tip, hearing my family's sad Easter bunny story may convince you. And I'll share that with you soon on an upcoming Animal World.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Well, that is, other than today, we're out at 1145 today. So be sure you get your calls in early if you want to talk to Dr. Bill. And local number, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house from Quilcita Vet Clinic in Marysville, and we are taking your phone calls. And we will have time to get more of you in this hour if you call soon. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Before we get to Beverly here, I just want to remind you, if you have not heard about the James family, I want to let you know, because we're looking for stuff. Now, this is a family. Husband and wife, two teenage boys, and two toddlers. They had a house fire and lost everything. This is about a little over a month ago. They've piled in with Betsy up at Mollywood Avian Sanctuary in Bellevue. Well, Betsy's got her handful with over 350 birds to take care of. We need to help get the James family back on their feet. So we're collecting donations. You do not have to be able to deliver this stuff to Mollywood and Bellingham. They have volunteers. They will come pick up. So this is what they are currently still looking for. A refrigerator, a microwave, common appliances like toaster, blender, serving utensils, silverware, dishes, bowls, the mixing kind, storage things like Rubbermaid or Tupperware types, pot holders or mitts, and mirrors would be nice. So if you have anything on the list or other stuff you could donate to the burned out James family, we would so much appreciate it. All you got to do is call Betsy or Lourdes at Mollywood Avian Sanctuary, and the phone number is 360-966-7490. That's 360-966-7490. Let's get these folks fixed up and back on their feet. All right. All that being done and out of the way, let's get back to the phones and see how many folks we can help and how many animals. Let's see. So we are going to Everett, Dr. Bill. It's Beverly. Beverly and Everett, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Hi, thanks, you guys. I always enjoy when Dr. Burlingame is on.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah.
So tell me, Beverly, what's your dog's name?
So her name is Cookie, and she's a foster dog that I have.
Oh, okay.
And she had many issues.
Okay, what kind of dog is she?
She's a Pomeranian.
Okay, Pomeranian. How old?
They said she was 3. We're not sure. She had to have. We had to pull all her teeth except for her canines.
You had to pull it. Ooh, so 3 years old with a big question mark. Spayed female?
We've spayed her, and it looked like she was used for breeding.
Ah, okay.
So
what question do you have for Dr. Bill?
So the question I have is she's got this skin condition where she lost all her hair from on her bottom side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of it's gone. And, you know, it's kind of smelly, and some parts of it's black. I guess it's some kind of a dermatitis thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's got these little tiny sores and that are... They kind of ooze a little bit, but they're not infected. She's on really good antibiotics. But I was wondering, because I have my dogs on a raw food, very balanced diet,
mm-hmm.
and they won't let me feed her that. So I was wondering what...
What do you mean they? That would be the veterinarians you're working with now?
The shelter I'm fostering for.
Oh, the shelter won't let you feed what you're feeding.
Right. So I was just... wondering if you could suggest something that would be good for her skin, and she's only got her 4 canines, so it has to be a soft food.
So what will they allow you to feed? What, only they'll allow you to feed, like, canned and dry food, like processed food?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've been giving her canned because, you know, and as much of a pate as I can because she just, you know, went through all that. All those surgeries have all been real recent. Yeah.
Well, I would just go with a... what we consider to be a novel protein diet or a non-allergenic food. And my favorites are a duck and potato or a venison and sweet potato. You can get that in canned versions. And even though it's a processed food, it's a great step forward in trying to prove or disprove if she has underlying food allergies.
Okay.
So that's a real economical place to start. What antibiotic is she on?
I'm not sure what the name of it is, but it lasts 2 weeks.
Okay, great. So, and, you know, a young dog like that that has that much dental disease that early in life tells you she's got immune deficiency issues. That's a clinical test they've done. She's got immune issues, which relates to skin disease, which relates to lots of stuff. So she's going to need help all the way along.
Right.
And congratulations for fostering that little dog.
Oh, yeah.
And so try some foods. Remember that just because a food is raw or all natural doesn't mean it's non-allergenic, as you probably know.
Right.
So, but just go with duck and potato or venison and sweet potato. That'll probably keep the shelter happy. And
is there any certain brand that's any better than another? Or you don't want to say.
There's a lot of good brands out there.
Yeah.
So, Wellness, Innova.
I know.
Nature's, I just get confused.
Well, Addiction has got the best venison canned.
Uh-huh.
Are you in a financial window, or do they supply you foods, or you buy it?
They supply me if they have it.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to go out and buy it. She doesn't eat that much. She's just a little Pomeranian.
She's not going to eat that much. Where do you shop for good pet foods?
I usually go to, like... Pet Pros, or, you know, just a specialty.
Yeah.
I don't go to, like, the store or, you know.
Well, that's good.
You know, just in trying to do a non-allergenic food, you're making a great leap forward.
Okay.
So that's what I would do first. And manufacturers, you know, most of the companies that are making those types of single protein foods with no common grains in general are pretty good manufacturers. In general,
I don't usually
recommend the big name brands, Science and Iams and Nutro and.
Oh yeah, they've changed.
Right,
the
I don't recommend those manufacturers. So the smaller companies, you know, you can figure that out.
Right. Okay.
And Beverly, I'm wondering, have you listened to Animal World long enough? Did you hear our shows with Dr. Al Pluckner and?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because
and you know me.
Oh, okay, Bev. All right. Now it's all becoming clear to me now. at any rate, since you're fostering, it sounds like with all the dentistry stuff, the diet, the allergies, we're probably dealing with a Pluckner dog here. But,
and I'm scared her hair isn't going to grow back.
Well, as a foster, that, you know, it's expensive to test and to balance and all of that.
Right.
I don't know that you can go into that, but have you read Pets at Risk?
I have the book, yes.
Okay, well, so then you know about that.
Yeah.
It certainly would be good to, if whoever ends up adopting this dog, you know, to know that, that might be a way to help the dog, but, you know, it's a lifelong treatment and it can run into money.
Well, she's a good gal and she has a good job, the one that's going to adopt her.
So you already know who the owner's going to be.
Yes, I already know who the owner's going to be, so yeah, I can make some real good suggestions.
Yeah, at least maybe suggest, if I were running the shelter, see, I'd be handing the potential owner a copy of Pets at Risk, and I'd be saying, go read this, and then you can decide if you really want to adopt this dog.
But, ooh, that's
that's what that's how I would handle it.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that a lot of dogs wouldn't get adopted that way, and many would get put down. But I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing either. So anyway, I think it's important for people to know what they're getting into. And there are help for these animals. But like Dr. Bill said, it's not a curable situation. It's replacement therapy, and it's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah, she's got crusties everywhere, you know, in her ears and outside of, and all over her head. You know what I mean? Those little crusty things.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, hopefully, Beverly, think good thoughts, because sometimes, Dr. Bill, don't you see, at least I've seen, that sometimes you can strike on the right hypoallergenic diet and you can eliminate a lot of those symptoms.
Miracles.
Yeah. So that you are doing a good job, Bev.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, see you at good company.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, food is the most physiologically active agent you take in your body. It has more long-term physiological effects than medications do. There's everything,
Wow. Everything,
all the systems in your body are involved when you eat and digest
that,
and absorb.
That puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, so there's nothing that can cause, in general, more problems than taking in the wrong foods on a daily basis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
I mean, that's a powerful statement, but it's so true.
Everything's involved.
Think of that.
The whole system. You got to walk to the refrigerator. You got to dream about that hot fudge sundae, and you got to salivate, and you got to. Everything's involved.
Yeah. Wow.
Heart rate goes up with that big chocolate load. And it's good stuff.
And now we all want to head to the chocolate.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Now. All right. So next. All right. So we did. We rattled Steve's cage. We got him on the line. Steve and Timber are next. Good morning, Steve. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha.
Hey. Now, everybody listening will be familiar because, you know, we had you on the air a couple weeks ago when Greg the Wand Man was here.
That's correct.
And Greg and his sidekick have been doing a lot of healing work on an energetic level. But from what I could determine from your email, an update to me, Steve, it doesn't sound like you've noticed a lot of improvement or change in Timber. Is that correct?
Well, the first few days it seemed like her spirit was higher, she was more playful, and it looked like, wow, this is positive, things are looking good.
Okay.
But I'd say in general, the course is pretty much the same.
And then you asked me, is there anything more we can be doing? And I want to know whatever there is. And that's when I said, well, the best vet I know, Dr. Bill, is on today, and I want us to pick his brain to find out if there's any more we could be doing. So, Steve, we need to fill Bill in on what's going on with Timber. And she's kind of he has your email with her photograph, so he's looking at her now.
Okay.
And how old is Timber?
I got her about 3 or 4 years, or when she was 3 or 4, from the Kent shelter, and I've had her 8 years.
So
I think she's 11.
11 years or so. And tell us what you know about her physical condition at this point. What's wrong with her?
Well, she has a lot of trouble eating, and so I've been pretty much blending up turkey and chicken parts and things like that cooked, and cheese, and she likes cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Usually right after she eats it, she kind of has to have
Okay, we
a
need
lot
to back up,
up
though, because Bill doesn't know about her diagnosis.
Okay.
So I want you to tell exactly what has she been diagnosed with.
Okay, a few months ago she started coughing. We took her to the vet thinking it was a cough. They diagnosed her with cancer. They said she had two tumors, one on her tongue and one in her throat, and then that they said there was some cancer in her lungs as well. And they said it had gone along far enough that there probably wasn't much we could do to just enjoy her, so we tried doing that for a little while.
Steve, do they have a diagnosis of the cell type, what cancer it is?
We didn't go all the way to having the biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
They believed they knew what kind it was, but is it metastatic lesions?
Well, that's basically tumors that have spread from one site to another. The big question is, what is the primary tumor, which is probably up in the mouth or
right.
throat? And cell type really makes a big difference on how you approach those. So.
Right.
So that would be like lymphoma or...
oral melanoma is a biggie to metastasize to the lungs. Lymphoma is a big one to metastasize to the lungs.
Okay, so now is
anything.
It sounds like... So they didn't do... You didn't do any biopsies and so forth. They kind of just said it's so bad, go home and enjoy her.
That's correct.
Do you think at this point it would be important to find out what kind of cancer it is, Dr. Bill?
It's always important to know... to influence your decisions. And
so
to
knowing
know,
the cell type makes a difference.
Well, that gives you different options.
Okay.
And the question is traditional therapy off the table for you, or do you have to go all alternatives, natural medicine, or, you know, really depends on, it depends upon the owner's mindset on what we pick. And every cancer is different because every patient's different. And you can use one chemo protocol on one. And I'm not an oncologist. I don't do a lot of chemo. Okay, a disclaimer.
Uh-huh.
But if all chemo radiation surgery protocols worked in the same for all patients, then you wouldn't need all kinds of different protocols.
Oh, okay.
So you got to try one and see if it works. If it doesn't work, you go to another one. That's a very oversimplification of what goes on. You can combine natural therapies with chemo. That's what you really call holistic therapy with a W, which means you're using natural therapy in conjunction with traditional therapies, because cancer is a crisis situation.
Mm-hmm.
You are behind in a really big foot race and you're playing catch up. And sometimes to get the natural therapies to work, you've got to rescue the patient with drugs. To rescue that patient so it's got time to respond to the natural therapies.
That makes sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. And there's lots of modalities. There's a lot of great natural practitioners in the Puget Sound. Depend upon what your interest is. I mean, you got great veterinarians that do acupuncture therapy and homeopathy. You know, Larry Sigler does some, Dr. Yearout. A lot of good holistic practitioners. And... you just got to start somewhere. So
now,
you got to know the cell type, mm-hmm. and then you got to practice good patient support.
Now, when you talk about knowing the cell type, isn't it true, am I thinking correctly here, that by identifying the cell type, there are some generalities that can then be made in terms of treatment recommendations? Because don't we know enough to know that this type of cell responds to this type of chemo, or not to that, or this kind doesn't respond to anything.
Right.
So isn't that kind of a reason to identify
the cell type? That's the reason to identify your enemy. You got to know your enemy.
Okay. So, Steve, did you rule out the option of biopsy or identifying this cancer, or was that more what you were led to do by the vet, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I think at the time my thinking was I wanted to do anything and everything it took to get my dog healthy.
Yeah.
After several days of testing and tubes and her not feeling well and this looking like this was going to be a downhill run, I kind of just said, well, let's take a few days off here and let's rethink this whole thing. And that's when I started looking into some alternatives. And, of course, as you can imagine, it just takes time. You have to take her around all the different places, and everybody wants to poke and prod her and put her to sleep for a little while.
It's really tough.
It's becoming taxing.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Dr. Bill, I have a question. If Steve decided, like, yes, I want to identify the cancer right now, so we know a little more, what would be involved for timber? Because, you know, for me, a lot of it involves the comfort for the animal and what are we putting them through and all that stuff. So is this like, would she have to be anesthetized? Do you have to go into the lungs? Do you go into the throat? I mean, what would you do to identify?
Well, I would just have to look and see what's been done.
Okay. You'd have to review the records
first. And then you got to look at a physical exam. And looking at her picture here, do I see that she's got some disfiguring or discoloration or scarring of her nose? Does her nose look normal to you?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think she likes to dig a lot and bury bones, and I think that might have just been that day she was up in the woods and she was kind of been digging in the dirt and stuff.
Okay. All right. And then she's got a little lid tumor on her left eye? Or is that just the picture I'm looking at?
Probably just the picture. Her eyes are in pretty good shape.
Okay.
I don't think so.
And her ear flaps are pretty healthy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And she's never really had any issues before?
No. Been
okay.
A great dog.
Yeah. These are really hard things. So essentially, you know, what I do when I see a case like this is you do your workup. So when you have a mass or a tumor that shouldn't be there, you want to get some sort of a biopsy. You want to do your basic blood panels. And Steve's done all this stuff, I'm sure. Good physical exam and x-rays. And then you kind of get an idea, okay, what are we going after here?
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're going to have a brief discussion about the Plechner imbalance. We're going to talk about what nutrition they're on. I'm personally going to start the pet on the veterinary immune tabs, which can dramatically enhance immune function and shrink some tumors.
Oh.
And then we're going to...
That sounds
know,
like just an oral thing.
That's an oral thing. And
that's easy to do.
I might start that right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, and there's lots of reasons for that, which I can go into, but enhancing immune function, which most veterinarians can't wrap their brain around, okay, natural immune enhancements can do a lot for patients. I'm not looking you in the eye and saying we're going to cure every dog with this stuff, but every dog deserves that type of supplementation, period, exclamation point. So,
well,
so
like
that's...
the sound of that.
Well, I don't give up real easy unless the owner says...
Yeah.
If the owner says I'm giving up, I said, okay.
I don't want to give up.
Well, if you don't give up, then you... And there is a point where you got to learn where, from talking to the owner and looking at the patient, there is a time where you look them across the eye, across the table, and says, hey, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're wagging their tail and eating great and feeling good, I don't give up. So
that's been my only concern is her
quality of life. And if they're losing weight, then that tells you they're not, you know, we got problems going on. Because, see, cancer is what we call a hypermetabolic state, is that it's the cancers tend to speed up the metabolic rate because cancers grow fast. They need lots of energy. They secrete hormones. It speeds up the body. So the dogs are normally, you know, burning protein and burning fat. And you said she's already having an issue eating, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So therefore, that cancer is winning because the patient's getting weaker. So you got to feed them really great stuff. And a lot of these dogs, especially if they've got throat issues, that's a challenge. So none of these cases are meant to be easy. They're all hard. They're all different. You know, so I don't know what else to tell you.
All right. Well, Steve, this is what I would tell you. This is what I think. Because
okay.
I know you've asked for my opinion.
I have.
Okay. This is what I think. I don't give up either as long as there's a quality of life and provided the animal is on board with wanting the treatment. So, you know, I talk to the animals. Now, what I can tell you is that Greg the Wand Man and his sidekick that have been working with Timber, they've talked to her extensively through the energetic healing treatments they've been doing long distance. And I do think that these people, these two, are very gifted, and there's something very viable going on with what they're doing. And what we know from them, according to them, they feel that this energetic healing is really being accepted really well on Timber's part, and they feel that the energy's been opened up for something maybe miraculous to happen here. Well, I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't, you know, who knows? But I think since you are willing and you're asking, and Timber seems to be really willing to want to come through this, the only one I personally trust here is Dr. Bill. Because I know him, he is brilliant, he is open-minded, he looks at everything, and he won't lead you down a rosy path and try to spend all your money for no reason. Okay? And I think you can kind of feel that from him, Steve, and what he's talking about. So if Timber were mine and I was you, I would be on the phone first thing in the morning. I'd have Timber's medical records sent up to Quilcita, to Dr. Bill, and I would get an appointment, and I would get out there as soon as you can possibly get there so Dr. Bill can examine Timber, see what we're doing, and then chat with you about how do we diagnose what cells we're dealing with, what cancer we're dealing with, so then you can make some effective choices, and Bill can get her on the immune support and everything that just might pull her through this.
Steve, where do you live?
I'm in Kirkland.
Oh. You know, Larry Ziegler is a really good veterinarian, too, in okay. Redmond. I mean, he's a great, he has much more, you know, he does acupuncture and herbs
right.
and things like that that I don't do. So that's another, you know, another option.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And who's your regular veterinarian?
Rosehill Animal is where I've been going. It's okay. VCA. Specialist place here in Kirkland that
yeah,
I went to.
So
that
VCA,
was Seattle Veterinary Specialist.
Yeah. Well, they're a great group.
Well, and I frankly, personally, now, my opinion would be up to Bill. That's no question for me. I love Dr. Larry and other alternatives, but he can't speak in terms of the.
Let me just say that if we have a cancer and you went to Seattle specialist, veterinary specialist in Kirkland.
Right, and then also the
did
animal
you see
cancer
the,
specialist
yeah,
in
did
Lake
you,
City.
Yeah, did you see the oncologist?
It didn't go that far.
Okay. Well, usually I tell people is if that's on the table, then I tell people you want to do a consult with an oncologist. And we've got a couple new ones in the area that are great.
Yeah.
And I think one of them is there in Kirkland at the, you know, the referral center. And I think you always have, you got to hear the whole story. And then you got to lay your head on the pillow at night and decide if you made the right decision or not. And you need to hear it from an oncologist, what they recommend. And then you, because normally what I like to do is I support the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can, you know, if we got a type of cancer that needs to be shrunk down so the patient can eat, natural medicine doesn't work that fast.
Right,
and that's why I say there's times you got to rescue the patient to save them.
Yeah, use drugs to save them.
Right. So I'm ashamed that I can't think of that veterinarian's name there in Kirkland, but she's a really nice oncologist. And you may opt to get a consult with her just to hear the traditional side.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at now, too. I'd like to do something to help maybe shrink the tumor so she can at least eat.
Well, okay. See, that's just it. If your patient right. can't eat, you're going to lose.
Okay, let's time out for a minute here because we're up against the clock. I've got to get advertisers in here, Steve, but I'm going to put you on hold. I'm not going to drop your call because we don't have time to take another new call. So let's put you on hold, and while we're doing our ads here, think about any other questions you have, you know, before we run out of time with Dr. Bill, okay? And we'll come back to you right after the break. So stay with us. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll be back with Steve and Timber one more time and Dr. Bill before we're out of here at 11:45 for softball. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now go to the Jones & Company website, jonesandcompanypets.com. Find out everything that's on sale. You'll find it's worth a trip. And you'll find Jones & Company on State Avenue in Marysville. It's just up the street and across from Quilcita Vet Clinic. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. Join their preferred customer club when you get there. Get your card. Keeps track of what you spend. You get discounts and free food along the way. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call Karma Specialist and Metaphysical Mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings. Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage, celebrating their 10th anniversary. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and great anniversary deals.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NUProSupplements.com.
The Spirit Weight, a tribute, a treasure, a timeless reminder of a beloved pet or person no longer with us. Spirit Weights are stunning, egg-shaped art glass memorials, hand-blown and signed by Mark Boutte in his Camino Island glass studio. Spirit Weights are beautifully crafted with hollow centers to hold a small amount of cremation ashes, sealed forever in a timeless glass memorial. Go to spiritweight.com to read about Spirit, the inspiration, see design options, and get a Spirit Weight order form. The Spirit Weight, a unique, distinctive, and beautiful blown glass memorial.
The Gary Mance Show, it's the home of mastery and mystery.
James Malinchak joins us on Manson Mitchell as one of the secret millionaires from the TV show of the same name.
Then Deborah Wilson returns with her posse of angels and archangels, wings and feathers everywhere.
And don't miss the first appearance of psychic medium Jeffrey Marks talking about his new book, Your Magical Soul.
That's Manson Mitchell in the morning, Saturday at 10, followed by the Gary Mance Show at 11 Pacific.
Passato's Safe Haven rescues and rehabilitates dogs, cats, and farm animals that may not have another chance. Roxy is a shy tabby with a short, crooked tail and a big heart. Once she warms up to you, she loves to cuddle. Roxy is looking for an understanding owner who will help her feel like a beloved member of their family. Please consider adopting one of Passato's Safe Haven's rescued animals or making a donation. For more information, visit PassadoSafeHaven.org. That's PassadoSafeHaven.org. Or call 360-793-9393. That's 360-793-9393.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really? Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, it's Martha Norwalk here, and boy, we're just about winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're out at 11:45. It's Vet Sunday today. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house from Quilcita Vet Clinic in Marysville. Let's see, Steve and Timber are on the line. Steve, you think of any questions you want to ask Dr. Bill before we're out of here? Hello? Steve? Steve, did you take a break? Well, sounds like. Hello, Steve, are you there?
Hi.
Oh, is that you, Steve? Who is hi?
Still here.
You are still here. Okay, I just heard him in my ears. Gary, are you not hearing him?
Sounds like he's on a speakerphone.
Yeah. Say something again, Steve.
Hi, Martha?
Yeah.
I'm here, Martha, but I'm hearing some other radio station in the background.
It's like he's in with the tie line somehow. Did you think of any questions for Dr. Bill? Well, it looks like we're not having, for whatever reason, we're not having any luck. Steve, we can't hear you. Hopefully you can hear us. Dr. Bill and I were just chatting here during the break, and it kind of, we kind of came to the conclusion, at least in my mind, I feel like the most important thing right now would be to diagnose
the type of
cancer we're dealing with.
Yeah, that has to be done if we're going to go a lot further forward as far as rescue therapy.
Yeah, so that seems to be the bottom line, Steve, is since both you and Timber want to do whatever we can do reasonably at this point, we got to know what kind of cancer we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you first thought lymphoma, Dr. Bill, but then when the mouth got mentioned, you thought it might be melanoma.
Right.
And we do know a lot about these specific cancers and what you can expect and what will respond and what won't and all that sort of thing.
And
so knowing would be the next step in order to dictate what's worth doing and what isn't, because you don't want to be putting Timber and Steve through a whole bunch of stuff
right.
that it's not going to help.
Yep.
So anyway, Steve, I'm sorry that we can't pick up on more with you right now, but and let's give you some contact information. It's Quilceda Vet Clinic in Marysville, 360-659-8482. And I still think I'm hearing something else in my ear. I don't know. Okay. It sounds strange. Well, I guess we're doing reality radio here for the last 5 minutes of the show. Okay. We are just about out of time, but Dr. Bill, we didn't get a chance to follow up on some of the stuff we've been talking about the last few Vet Sundays that you were here. And because we got into the laser work and some of the energy works and so forth. I would imagine you've had some recovery time while you were down. Were you doing a lot of internet searching and stuff and researching
Not on laser stuff. What was I doing? I was watching a lot of news. Boy, I shouldn't have done that. I read Food Pets Die For.
Yeah. And what'd you think of Ann's book?
I don't know. I guess I had a different expectation going into it,
It
was, boy, she put a lot of work bringing out the history of the different food contamination issues over the years. She did a lot of work there. That was pretty amazing.
And by the way, we had one winner, Phyllis. Congratulations! And I forgot to say, actually, if there's anybody listening that wants a copy, you could get a call right into Scotty right now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We'll get you a copy. At any rate, but did you find it a good read?
Yeah, it was. I'm glad I read it. It's not a book I'd read twice.
Yeah.
It's kind of depressing in places.
Yeah, there's a lot
it really wakes you up as far as what's going on out there with some dog foods, and I don't know if it's...
Did it change your mind on anything, or are you pretty much on board, you think?
I was on board. I just, I don't know how much of that is in context and out of context, and how much is... Yeah, it just scares me.
Yeah.
The foods, foods create a lot of the chronic disease, and probably predisposed to... immune imbalances and things like that. So,
yeah. All right. Well, I am sorry, but we are out of time. We've got to make room for the Huskies softball, Huskies women softball team, and hopefully they'll do great this afternoon. Dr. Bill, thanks so much for coming down.
Thanks
to the studio,
for having me.
Especially with 405 closed, you had to go around. So
a little detours,
but it worked okay. And let's see. We once again, if you want to see Dr. Bill or consult with him, he's at Quilceda Vet Clinic in Marysville. The phone number is 360-659-8482. Next week, it's a Sunday with Martha. I will be here, so of course I would really appreciate it if you're here too. We will start with the usual stuff, you know, follow-up animals in the news and that kind of thing. Then we're going to be talking to Kat Albrecht from Missing Pet Partnership. It sounds like this new big, their first fundraiser they're going to have, sounds like it's going to be an exciting event. And of course, they can really need the support, really use the support. So we'll find out all about that next week. I'm hoping to check in, and Nancy McKinney has surfaced. She did take the job running the huge Humane Society down in Marin County in California. So I'm thinking I might be able to score an interview with Nancy to find out how she's doing there. And then I'll have time to open the phone lines for your animal behavior training and healing questions. So Gary, thank you. Scotty, thank you. Dr. Bill, thank you. And as always, is it time to go, Gary? As always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
This is Husky Softball on the Washington Sports Network from IMG College. Brought to you by Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air. For the lowest fares guaranteed, visit AlaskaAir.com. Now, Husky Softball.
You can be assured. Well, good morning, Husky softball fans, and welcome. We have one more to play here this weekend between the Washington Huskies and the Oregon Ducks at Husky Softball Stadium. Hello again, fans. Mike Brown, your radio play-by-play announcer here on the campus of the University of Washington in Seattle. The Huskies taking a doubleheader sweep from the Oregon Ducks yesterday. A couple of games had to be played yesterday because of a rainout on Friday night, but we did get both of them in, and the Huskies now looking to finish off a weekend sweep of the Ducks. Hopefully they will. We'll find out today on our Husky broadcast, which is brought to you in part by the Doorman Service Company, giving you the security of a job done right. Also by KC Marin Auto Service and KC Martin Transmission, complete automotive service since 1948. By 272 Bar and Grill, it's what you want. And by Champion Arms, a premier firearm safety and training facility. So Pac-10 play off to a very good start for the Washington Huskies, who are 2-0 and hope to move to 3-0 against these Oregon Ducks here for one more this afternoon. They're going to do it with the thoughts of yesterday's doubleheader, which had plenty of activity to talk about. And I'll discuss it with head coach Heather Tarr right after this timeout.
Youth violence, drugs, and gangs put our entire community at risk. By encouraging our children to participate in positive youth programs today, we'll help them develop the skills they need to become responsible citizens tomorrow. Supervised youth activities can give a youngster the confidence to say no to drugs. A message from McDonald Miller Facility Solutions, where we make buildings work. Find us online at macmiller.com. That's McDonald Miller Facility Solutions, encouraging you to support local sports and youth organizations.
Having a tough time getting insurance? Want a better policy at a better rate? Then give us a call. We're American Insure, all agency. Since 1989, we've been saving our clients money while protecting their cars, homes, apartments, boats, businesses, and loved ones. We work with over 20 companies and local agents to help you find the lowest price, and 98% of our clients save money. Let us put our expertise to work for you. Find out more at AmericanInsureAll.com.
American Insure All Agency. We believe in insurance for all.
I don't ask for a lot out of life, but there are a few things I depend on, like Husky sports, food on the table, and a roof over my head. And when my roof needs repairs, I depend on Prolong Roof Care. Prolong Roof Care has 22 years of experience in roof cleaning and repairs, including low-pressure cleaning methods with eco-friendly materials. For a reliable roof, you need a reliable roofing contractor. For free estimates, find Prolong online at ProlongRoofCare.com. They don't just clean your roof, they prolong it.
Fire sprinkler systems are reliable, economical, and proven to be the best way to protect your family and home. Don't take a chance on losing your home, your possessions, and even your loved ones. Contact Nortech Fire Protection today. With years of experience, they're experts in design and installation of quality fire sprinkler systems. Whether it's commercial, residential, or industrial applications, they are your solution provider. Contact them at 888-995-9900 or visit them on the web at nortechfire.com.
Welcome back to Husky Softball Stadium. We got one more to play between the Huskies and the Ducks. How you doing, Husky softball fans? Mike Brown here, moving along into the Heather Tar Show. We're going to get some perspective on all the activity from yesterday's doubleheader with the Husky head coach. Well, Heather, there is certainly a lot to talk about. Usually a lot to talk about one game. We got two to kind of summarize from yesterday. You won both of them. The first one, a 3-2 victory. And it was one of those games that was kind of plodding along there at a nice pace, I suppose, through five. Caitlin had a no-hitter through five, but that's quickly disappeared when Oregon started the sixth with four straight singles and then a bases loaded walk to take the lead. But how do you look at that kind of thing? Is that one of those things you go, that's something I can teach to right there, or what?
Well, I mean, you look at the hits that were made in that inning. One, if the first hit of the game was a hit, and then the next couple defensively, we made some aggressive mistakes, which are always okay. So they weren't line drive right. Hits. So she threw well yesterday. I think today she's going to have a little bit of a different dimension to her, and that's what a freshman pitcher is going to have to learn to do in the Pac-10 against a great team like Oregon.
Now, that top of the sixth inning yesterday ended with a double play that at first looked like a double play sandwiched around another run for Oregon. Instead, it ended a double play, first the catch in center field by Whitney, and then the one player from Oregon left third early trying to score. First of all, I give some credit to the umpires for making sure they're on top of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that call is very rarely made. We asked the umpire after the second game how many times in a two-game series in the Pac-10 has he ever called two runners out, leaving early on fly balls, and he said he's never seen that happen. So that's good the umpires were on it, good that our defense was on it. And regardless of that one, the very first one, it was just weird because they tried to wheel the girl from second all the way home when we throw the girl out at home. So either way, we were going to get two outs, right?
It's just that they got one less run, which
exactly.
Is the important. And how about some credit to Whitney for running that ball down in center field?
Yeah, we had three rookies out there in center field when Kimmy went down with a little bit of a hand injury, and it was great to see Whitney come out, make a great play and a great throw.
And how about the bottom of the inning? You come right back and score two to retake the lead.
Yeah, I think that was a little bit of we didn't play our offensive game yesterday, I don't think, in either of the games, and we kind of played against the opponent, and we don't want to play against the opponent. We want to play our game, and so today that's what we're looking to do.
All right. Second game, you started all five of your freshmen. They all got a start, starting with Brianna Walker in the circle, and she seems to have, at least for me, a little bit of a deceptive approach, and that it looks like, maybe she's throwing a little few too many pitches, getting behind batters, but she always seems to get people out.
Yeah. Obviously not the plan to get behind batters, but she's learning. She's figuring things out and figuring out how to move the ball around against a good team like Oregon. So she threw well yesterday.
Now, you've talked about Whitney Jones. Back to her for a second. That she wasn't brought in here to pitch, which she's done quite a bit, which means that you're recruiting her more for her offense. And I think she showed some of that yesterday with a double and a triple in that second game.
Yeah, it was good to see Whitney Jones come out and have a great game. But she's a great player, and she's played in the hotbed of softball her whole life. Unfortunately, she's sitting behind Kimmy Coleman this year. She doesn't have a spot right now. But when she's called on right now, she's getting the job done. So hopefully she keeps going.
Speaking of Kimmy Coleman, looks like she may have banged up her hand a little bit or something. She missed the second game. What can you tell us about Kimmy?
She has some issue with her glove hand, her right hand, so she's just going to hit today, not going to play defense.
So we'll see in the DP spot.
Yep, she's in the DP spot.
And hopefully it'll be another victory for the Huskies. So, Heather, best of luck in this third and final game.
Thanks, Mike.
Once again, the Heather Tar Show, and I'm anxious to see what Heather's last starting lineup's going to be. I'll tell you what it is right after this. Time out.
Whether you're a seasoned shooter or you're new to firearms and want to learn, at Champion Arms Indoor Shooting Center, you'll find a professional, fun, and safe environment to enjoy all kinds of indoor shooting sports. With an indoor firing range, a staff that's knowledgeable and easy to work with, and competitive prices on new and used firearms, ammunition, and accessories, they do it all 7 days a week. You'll find them in Kent at 18801 East Valley Highway and online at championarms.com.
Lewis, I was surfing the web, comparing other airlines' rates to Horizon Air and Alaska Airlines.
Really, Clark, and you're the one who always said...
I know, it's not about the money, I know.
You always said that Alaska and Horizon are our airlines, from right here in the Northwest, and we take care of our own.
I realize that, Lewis, but I gotta...
Clark, you always said that the three C's matter most.
Convenience, comfort, and quality, I know. I'm just trying to say that the prices at AlaskaAir.com are really low. But you're right, it's not about the money.
On the Clark and Lewis expedition, it wasn't about making $40 a month.
$40? I was paid $30 a month.
And worth every penny.
But...
You were like a Horizon or Alaska fare at AlaskaAir.com. A tremendous value that America couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah, but...
But it's not about the money, I know.
Yeah, but I...
Look, refills.
Ooh.
Find low fares and great deals on cars, hotels, vacation packages, and more. All in one easy place at AlaskaAir.com.
When it comes to your appliances, you want to make the right choice for sales and customer service. So make the wise choice. Wiseman Appliance. They are family-owned and operated and have been serving the community since 1960. Put their years of experience to work for you. For all your appliances, make the wise choice. Wiseman Appliance. Give them a call at 206-937-7400 or find them online at wisemanappliance.com. Wiseman Appliance. They are proud to sponsor your Husky.
Well, we got the sun trying to break through some cloudiness up above Husky Softball Stadium as we get ready for the third and final game between the Ducks and the Huskies this weekend. Mike Brown back here on our pregame show, ready to pass along the starting lineups for today's game. For the visiting Ducks, Courtney Seo, their third baseman, will lead off. Should be followed by catcher Alexa Peterson. First baseman Monique Fuiava will bat third. In the cleanup spot is shortstop Kelsey Chambers. Designated player Caitlin Vitek will bat fifth. Right fielder Christy Nieto will bat sixth. In the number seven spot, second baseman Kaylin Howard. And center fielder Samantha Pappas will bat eighth, followed by Allie Berger, the left field, in the number nine spot. In the circle for the Ducks, it's right-hander Jessica Moore, a 5'10" sophomore out of Sutter, California. Now for the Washington Huskies, Kimmy Pullman will lead off. She will be the designated player. She'll be followed by right fielder Marky Krieger-Zier in the number two spot. Shortstop Jen Salling will bat third. First baseman Nikki Williams will bat cleanup. In the number five spot, catcher Shauna Wright. Second baseman Jaron Faasua will bat sixth. Pitcher Caitlin Inglesby will bat seventh. In the number eight spot, third baseman Morgan Stewart. And left fielder Victoria Hayward will be the left fielder. Brittany Jones will start and be Defo and also work out of the flex position in center field. In the circle for the Huskies, right-hander Caitlin Inglesby, a 6'1 freshman out of Portland, Oregon. Caitlin is 15-1 with a 1.72 ERA after yesterday's victory over the Ducks in game one, 3-2. It was a complete game for her, by the way. Inglesby is making her 22nd appearance and her ninth start of 2011, her freshman year. So there you have it, the starting lineups for the Ducks and the Huskies. Got one more to play here this weekend, and then they won't meet again until possibly in the postseason. More than likely, it would have to be the Women's College World Series. If that happens, I will not be unhappy, I can tell you right now. We'll be back with the start of the ballgame right after this timeout.
The key to winning for the Huskies is teamwork. It's the same when seeking legal counsel. When it comes to personal injury, automobile accident, and workers' compensation representation, more people are teaming up with the Law Office of William Hochberg. They have experience you can trust, and they'll take the time to explain your rights. Find them online at hochberglaw.net or visit them in downtown Edmonds, where they have plenty of free parking. The Law Office of William Hochberg. Help is on the way.
Neighbors are great sources of advice. It's no different when it comes to your health. You just need to talk to the right neighbor. Like your UW Neighborhood Clinic, part of the UW Medicine Health System. Take it from Steph Walker, who breathes easier without the bronchitis. Or the Renoir family, whose girls have their annual checkup every November. You'll find seven UW Neighborhood Clinics across the Puget Sound region, UW Medicine Health System. From here, we change the world. Read more stories at uwmedicine.org/stories.
For 57 years, Diamond Dog fans have chosen North Lake Tavern as their meeting place of choice. Where else can you find all your favorite beverages, pizza by the pound, and an enthusiastic group of staff and friends waiting to celebrate the next Husky victory? Stop by tonight. Please remember, 21 and older for inside dining. North Lake Tavern Pizza is conveniently located at the edge of the West Campus, the north end of Lake Union.
Find them online at northlaketavern.com. Let's go, dogs! Many times the best offense is a good defense. And that's exactly what you'll get with Jaguar Security Services. We provide customized security services to business owners and residents throughout the Puget Sound. We specialize in theft deterrence and the apprehension of criminals involved in shoplifting, vandalism, and robbery. Protecting our clients' assets, buildings, and events is our number one priority. So add a no-holds defense to your team with Jaguar Security. Find us in your Yellow Pages or online at jaguarsecurityinc.com.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD.